Welcome on in, everybody, to the first post-Super Bowl Locked On Eagles podcast. Joining you, as always, I am your host, Gino Camilleri, co-host of the Locked On Eagles podcast, hosted by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day. I think we just have to let out a sigh for what was the 2019 NFL season. But with that, with the end, comes new life and comes a new 2020, that's so crazy to say, 2020 Philadelphia Eagles team. And just to say that out loud is crazy, because congratulations to Andy Reid. He now wins a Super Bowl nearly 16 years later after he took the Philadelphia Eagles there in 2004. And I think we all have to just take a quick second to appreciate Coach Reid and everything that he did for this Eagles team. And everything happens for a reason. I mean, his time had come to an end. Many teams have gone through this process where just a team where a coach has been there for a little bit too long and it's time to move on. And that's what happened to Coach Reid. He fortunately lands in a place like Kansas City where he puts together one of the best offenses, if not top 10 offenses we have ever seen, with Tyreek Hill, with Pat Mahomes, with Mecole Hardman, with Williams, with Kelsey. I mean, the list just goes on. And hats off to him and everything that he has been able to do in his tenure in Kansas City. And it is good to see him hoist that Lombardi trophy. It's well-deserved for Coach Reid. And anybody in Philadelphia who says otherwise and that they're not happy for him, just look yourself in the mirror, because Andy, nothing but great things for this team on and off the field. And you just have to give it to him. He's a great guy all around the field, off the field. I mean, guys, the way they talk about him, look at Brian Dawkins, one of the most well-respected Eagles in history, went on Twitter and set out a great, great, great congratulatory message to Coach Reid. And guys like T.O. and Donovan McNabb, two of the worst of friends, actually came together to congratulate Coach Reid on the victory. So hats off to him, hats off to that Chiefs team, and yeah, hats off to the Chiefs and the Patriots for keeping the Eagles in the running for the last team to win a Super Bowl as the NFC representative. So just remember that, folks, that both the Rams and now the 49ers have failed to win the Super Bowl, and your Eagles are still the reigning NFC last champions to win the Super Bowl. But as we talk about, we're not going to go in the past. I don't like to live in the past. This league is a show-me-what-you-have-done-for-me-lately type league. And that's what this Philadelphia Eagles offseason is going to be about. It's going to be, what have you done for me lately? And this is going to rest a lot on the shoulders of our general manager, Howie Roseman, and his scouting staff. In the upcoming days, we should have a better understanding of who's going to coach this team. I know we're still looking for an offensive coordinator, as Mike Groh now has gone on to become an assistant coach for Frank Reich in Indianapolis. One of the stranger hires that I've seen, but hey, time is a flat circle. Mike Groh is now back with Frank Reich. We still have a hole at the offensive coordinator position. We still have question marks on the defensive side of the ball. Who's going to be the defensive backs coach? Nothing has been named official yet, but I think we have a good understanding where that is going to go. But I don't choose the coaches. I don't choose the draft picks. But one thing I do love is I love to evaluate this time of year. And we are now fully in hashtag Howie season, hashtag draft season. We are here. And what better way to go about the first and the beginning of draft season? So the first episode post-Super Bowl and the beginning of draft season, Locked On Eagles, rather than a Locked On Mock Mondays. And that's what we're going to get into here as we dive in, like we always do, to the Draft Network and their mock draft that they released last night after the Super Bowl. And this one is courtesy of our good friend Kyle Krabs. He has the Philadelphia Eagles staying put at number 21. He did have some trades in here. He saw the Buffalo Bills trading up a few spots to secure a falling Jerry Jeudy, which I have now heard speculations that he could fall in this draft process. I'll believe it when I see it, but hey, if a player is there, you gotta go up and get him, because he's a game changer. But what Kyle has us doing at 21 is sticking with the status quo, going with a cornerback, Jeff Gladney, out of TCU, a guy that has been mocked plenty of times to the Philadelphia Eagles. I know former host of the show, Michael Kist, is a big proponent of Jeff Gladney. I know we were both disappointed when he was not going to attend the Senior Bowl. Would have loved to see his skill set down there in Mobile. But we saw a lot of it on tape. I mean, you just look at what all the accolades that he's had. He was the number one rated corner according to PFF for passer rating allowed. He is everything you want, frame and build size. He's 6 foot, arms for days. He just has the wingspan. I like to call it the pterodactyl wingspan, where you see these guys that could just take off at any moment and fly away because their arms are just outrageously long as opposed to the rest of their body. But that's what the NFL is these days. That's what the prototypical corner is, a guy that's rangy who is able to attack the ball. And that's a guy like Jeff Gladney. And, man, if you're there at 21 and you have a chance to take Gladney, I do not think you're going to walk away disappointed. And I think Mr. Krebs, and much like last week with Mr. Sikkema taking Trayvon Diggs, cornerback, I would say safety are probably two of the top three positions that they're going to take in the first round. I could be wrong. I didn't see them drafting an offensive lineman in the first round because I didn't see Andre Dillard falling last year, but the draft always works in weird ways. You always see a guy fall. But if you were content on staying at 21 and not moving back, I'm fine with taking a guy like Gladney. I think you're going to see Gladney's name attached to Philadelphia through this entire process. It's going to be interesting to see how these number 2, 3, and 4 cornerbacks shake out, because after Okuda, it's just really take your pick of the kind of player that you want to see there. And it's going to be intriguing what happens come the draft, but we still have a long, long time before that happens, and we're just getting started. So we will get into our, we will go through rounds 1 through 3 on our next segment, and we will finish it up rounds 4 through 7 on the second way around. I do not think that they put the comp picks in there, and I did not sign up for the premium yet. Had to cover all those miles to get down to Mobile. Trust me, people, I want to get it just as badly as you want me to talk about it. So we will not be doing any trades on this one. Unfortunately, Lou isn't here today, and he has the premium account, but we will get it. Don't worry. Maybe our friends at the Draft Network can help me out. But we will get to that coming up on segment 2 of the Locked On Eagles podcast. Before we get into it, though, we do have to take a second to thank one of our sponsors, and that is Blue Chew. We always like to talk about it, and now this isn't just for you guys who can't perform. It's for any guy who wants the extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. I mean, if there was a pill that could change your performance on the field in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls, Kyle Shanahan might want to invest in that one. But we're not talking about that. We are talking about Blue Chew. It is prescribed online and ships right to your door in a discreet package. So no one in-person doctor visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and the best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. So for our listeners, you're going to use promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, and right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com, and you get your first shipment free. That's the best, F-R-E-E, the best four-letter word on the planet, when you use our special promo code that locked on, as I spelled out for you before. Just pay $5 for shipping and use promo code locked on. Again, that's BlueChew.com, using promo code locked on to try it free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, and the faster choice, and we thank everybody for listening and being a sponsor of our podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to segment 2 of the first Locked On Eagles podcast post-Super Bowl. Sad to say, I hate when the seasons end, but it just means that we're on to the next one. And tomorrow will be officially 2 years to the date since the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New England Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. Just a quick reminder for everybody who may have forgotten about it. I don't know if we do a good enough job on this podcast reminding you, but just if you needed another reminder, there you go. 2-4, my lucky number, the date the Eagles won the Super Bowl. We are 2 years removed. It's crazy to say. I still wake up some days and do not believe it. But hey, it happened. But we're trying to build more. We're trying to win more Super Bowls. And the way you go about that is getting good players. So as we kick it off on Locked On the Mock Draft Monday here, we're a few picks removed. We're right here at pick 21. The last five guys to go were Javon Kinlaw to Dallas. I would hate to see that. Clavon Chiazon, who we took last week in our Locked On the Mock, as we took the edge rusher out of LSU. Henry Ruggs goes to the Raiders. T. Higgins goes to the Jaguars. I'm not the biggest fan of T. Higgins. But now this leaves us at quite the crossroads. I believe if I were in this situation personally and I had the ability to trade down four or five picks, I still would, because You're sitting here, you're looking at names like C.J. Henderson, the corner out of Florida, Xavier McKinney, the safety out of Alabama, Grant Delpit speaks for himself. You have Laviska Shenault. You have Gross Matos, probably a top five edge in the class. You have Patrick Queen, Trayvon Diggs. I mean, this is a good spot to be sitting in right now. I think there is a lot of positions in need we can address here. And one that I went with in my personal mock draft the other day, and I posted it to Twitter, and some people didn't find it too appealing. And you know what? I'm going to stick with that because I want to raise a little bit of conversation, and I want people to come to me with an argument and some facts to back it up other than, oh, the Eagles don't draft this position. They have never drafted this position in the first round. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to go here. I'm going to pick linebacker out of LSU, Patrick Queen. And let's just say the Eagles don't draft linebackers in the first round. Well, you're wrong there, because Marcus Smith was drafted as a linebacker. He was technically a 3-4 outside linebacker coming out of Louisville. But the good thing is, unlike Marcus Smith, Patrick Queen is actually competent and a pretty good football player, if I do say. And he's the modern-day linebacker in the NFL. And arguably, out of all the positions that we should be talking about the most, linebacker, I feel like we're not talking about enough. And me and Lou, myself, we're not the biggest proponents of having a deep linebacker core because they don't really put that many linebackers on the field. But Nigel Bradham, his contract has a couple outs that he can get out of within the next couple years here. Do you want to rely on Nate Geary? Are you going to sign Camus? TJ Edwards is really the only one who's going to be returning outside of, I mean, Geary and Bradham that have any sort of roster experience, and it's very limited. I think you need a guy that you can deploy in sets that Jim Schwartz really needs because he asks his linebackers to do a lot of things. One of the things is cover, and Nate Geary can't cover to save his life, but Patrick Queen can. Yes, he has some character concerns, but it doesn't take away from the type of player he is. I mean, if Isaiah Simmons isn't in this class, you're talking about Patrick Queen being far and away the number one linebacker, in my opinion. And I'm going to start it off and take Patrick Queen because I think there would be a legitimate chance that they went ahead and took him. And I'd be shocked if he made it this far. And he's one of those guys that I would have no problem, even though it's a position that throughout history, and you could go back to last year when I broke down what their trends were by position group, by round. I did that about a year ago, and I'm not going to do the same exercise again, but we know that linebacker is not one of the positions that they like to draft high. But we're going to go ahead and do it, and we're going to start out with Patrick Queen here, because I think there's a lot of depth at safety, I think there's a lot of depth at corner, and I think there's a lot of depth at wide receiver, but linebacker, this is not the class for depth. All right, as we move along here, yeah, we're going to see some of the names that we just missed out on. We just talked about guys like Laviska Shenault. I mean, Gross Matos, of course, goes off the board. But you're going to get into the second and third rounds, and I'm so happy they have two picks in the third round, and I can't wait to do these mock drafts when we have the comp picks in there because there's a lot of talent in that middle of the draft, and Lou and I said it a bunch of times last year that we wish we had more picks in that middle of the third and fourth round last year because that was really the meat and potatoes. But here we are again, and you have a class where you have depth at all those positions of need. So here we are sitting here. I mean, Brandon Ayuk sitting there. I am taking Ayuk, not even going to look beyond him, because if Ayuk lasts this long, Philadelphia 1, I don't believe they sit at 53. I believe they trade up to go get him, but I think there's a chance that Ayuk could be a late first round, early second round type guy. But hey, you never know how the wide receiver group is going to fall. I don't think anybody in their right mind would have said that DK Metcalf would not have been one of the top five receivers picked, and frankly, he wasn't. But hey, that's why it's the NFL draft. You never know what's going to happen. Right here, I'm going to go with Ayuk because, yes, there is a lot of depth at that position, but Ayuk is a game changer, and that's what this Eagles team needs at the wide receiver position. You have Deshaun. He is a game changer, but he's well beyond his years. JJ, he never was going to be a playmaking type wide receiver. He is that Elshon type, the guy that you know he's going to get you those games that you need, but he's never going to be that breakaway speed type guy, and Brandon Ayuk is exactly what they need, and I'm going to take him here at pick 53. Any day of the week, Howie Roseman should be sprinting to the podium if Ayuk is there, and I'm never going to forgive him for not showing up to Mobile, but he did the right thing. He did his weigh-ins. He got the good scouting report from Jim Nagy, which you absolutely need. And he's going to be a player at the next level, man, and I'm excited to see him. So we're moving on here. We're running up here on pick 85. Don't believe that the comp picks are in here. So this will be the last pick of this segment. We are in round three here, and there's so much talent. I really believe that this is a solidifying class for Howie Roseman and how this team is going to be moving forward, because this is a very deep class at a lot of positions in need, and we talked about that last year. We talked about the year before. I mean, go back to the running back class where they walk away with, I'm not even going to mention his name, he will be the Voldemort of this class, but guys like Alvin Kamara that they missed out on, and so on and so forth. But they cannot, and I say it again, cannot afford to miss out on talent in this class, because they can't afford to keep paying these guys like they did for so long, because Carson has now gotten that contract. These big contracts are going to continually hop on as these guys get paid. But the good thing is, 10 picks in this class, it's exactly what you want to see, because it is a very, very good class. And now we're sitting here. We have a couple positions in need that I'm looking at around this round. I mean, we talked about the edge of the class of safeties, and then we talked about the amount of edges at edge. Two guys that I really, really fell in love with in this process here are sitting here, Bradley and I, the edge out of Utah. He fits that mold exactly what the Eagles love in their edge rushers. Not a guy that's going to kill you with his athletic ability, even though he did show more bend than I thought he would down in Mobile. He really hit home on a lot of those, getting his shoulder down. He had good ankle flexibility. He showed it in the game, and that's Bradley and I, the edge out of Utah. And another guy I love, and I've said it time and time again, is a guy like Kyle Duggar. And we picked him the last time, so I'm going to stay away from trying to pick the same guys. But if we're sitting around here, I see other guys like Kenny Willekes, the edge out of Michigan State. I really fell in love with him, too, down in Mobile. Another high, high motor guy, just does not stop moving his legs. Anfernee Jennings, he had some good work down there at Alabama. He has a good track record. You're falling into territory where guys like Elton Robinson could be in the discussion. There's still a ton of wide receivers on the board. Or, hey, do they even want to take some depth at the interior defensive line or interior offensive line position? And those are two positions that you're going to have to continue to add, because you have question marks at the future there. I mean, when is Brandon Brooks going to come back healthy and fully healthy? I mean, I don't want him to have to rush anything. And same with the defensive side of the ball. You don't want any of the guys that were hurt, like Ridgeway, to have to rush anything either. So looking at some depth there might be worth it. I think it's still a little too early to be talking about the guys like McTelvin Ajim, Benito Jones, Khalil Davis, the Raekwon Williams. You're still way ahead. But one guy that I'm keeping my eye on is Devon Hamilton, because him and Fletcher Cox next to each other would be big people movers. Big, big, big time people movers. And I think he's just going to continue to rise up boards. I'm going to go ahead and take Devon Hamilton here, because I really think the interior of the defensive line is something that this team needs moving forward. Now that I say that, I mean, Bradley and I, his talent is just too good to pass up here. I'm going to go with an I. All right, I changed my mind. Devon Hamilton, let's hope and pray that he's there in the fourth round, especially with a couple picks there. I believe if you want to trade up, you can get him, and he's exactly what they like to do. But an I, we've heard that they talked to him at the Senior Bowl. He's exactly what they love in a profile for an edge rusher, and you don't know the future of a lot of these guys. I mean, are you going to be able to pay Sweat? Are you going to be able to pay Vinnie Curry again? Are you going to pay Derek Barnett after this year? You really do not know. So let's go with an I. I think he's a good replacement there and a good guy that you can get on the field in third down situations a lot this season. So as we come back, we will be talking about rounds 4 through 7 for this Philadelphia Eagles team. But first, we have to give a thanks to one of our sponsors, Echelon. Go to echelonfit.com to discover the EX1 connected fitness bike that offer a high-quality at-home cycling experience and less than half the price of Peloton. We don't like to talk about Peloton here. We're only talking about Echelon. And let me tell you what, Echelon is the best. I live up here in Buffalo. The sun was out for probably the first time in the last 3 months today. I was able to go out for a jog, but you know what I'm doing the other 99% of my time? I'm sitting on my Echelon bike. I'm riding it in my basement. It's everything you need, and you guys should check it out too. Go to echelonfit.com/LONFL to learn about their limited time, free Apple iPad, and complete details of this exclusive offer. I mean, you're getting a bike and an iPad. You could sit there, you could look up some classes online, and you could do some cycling. You can listen to the Locked On Eagles podcast while you're doing it. It's great stuff if you want to get in shape. Get ready for football season, because I'm sure a lot of us were sitting around eating pizza and stuff yesterday. Burn off those extra calories. Get ready for the next go-around. So go with Echelon. It's your time, and that's Echelon, Echelon, fit.com/LONFL, and that's echelonfit.com/LONFL, I'm sorry. And we will see you on the other side of Segment 3 of the Locked On Eagles podcast, the February 3rd edition. All right, everybody, welcome back to Segment 3 of the Locked On Eagles podcast. So far, we have been pretty close to the norm about the position groups that we went with. We will have another pick in round 3 once the comp picks get uploaded and they are made final by the NFL. But for now, at pick 21, we went with linebacker out of LSU, Patrick Queen. Pick 53, one of my personal favorite guys in this class, Brandon Ayuk, home run hitter by every stretch of the imagination. And pick 85 in the third round, we went with Bradley and I. If this is the class so far, we're sitting very pretty. But we still have some positions in need. I know one that everybody probably is pounding the table for me to get to is cornerback. But as I said, I love the depth at cornerback in this class. And I still believe in Sidney Jones. I still believe you can get something out of Rasul Douglas. I really like what they have in Craven LeBlanc. Avante Maddox is a big time player. But let's get some more guys in there. Get some youth. Get some athleticism. One guy that I will continue to talk about is Troy Pride Jr. He is sticky by every stretch of the imagination. I like to say he is sticky as a gas station cinnamon bun. And if you've ever tried to take a wrapper off one of those things, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sure we'll pick him a few times throughout this mock draft process. But I'm going to go with him again because I think he is really a guy that you can get on this team in sub-package situations right away. And he's a good defender. He is going to be around the football. They need guys that are going to make plays, and Troy Pride Jr. does exactly that. So I'm going to go with him there. And I think this is a perfect place where you can double up at corner later on in this class, much like we did last week, much like they did when they drafted Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas. There's a lot of guys still on the board. You have A.J. Green. You have Dane Jackson, who is one of my personal favorites. You have LeVert Hill. I mean, we'll talk about it as we get there, but we're sitting here now. We're in round 5. We've addressed most of the major needs here. I'm still sitting here looking at safety. I'm looking to double up at that corner position. I'm looking to see what wide receivers are falling. I mean, you still have Bryan Edwards there, Chase Claypool, Isaiah Hodgins. I don't think Antonio Gandy-Golden will be there come this time in the draft, but hey, you never know. I still love the depth there, and I believe you'll be able to get some high-profile undrafted free agents in the building. But I'm going to look to get a safety here, and there's one guy that's really piquing my interest right now, and that's Julian Blackman out of Utah. He was a playmaker down in Mobile. He's really a guy that, Blackman was not in Mobile. He's one guy that I wanted to see down in Mobile, but he's a guy that is all around the football all the time. His other friend Burgess was there, but Blackman is a guy that you're going to be able to put him back there. He's a guy that you can really bring into this system and play. They love these sub-package guys, these guys you can play on downs that are 75%. I mean, they're going to pay nickel and dime a lot of the time, and Blackman is another guy that you could bring right in right away and get him to play, and he's a guy that I'm going to take right now. I'm going to take Julian Blackman here in the 5th round as we are one pick away from our next pick, so we're going to just continue on here. I'm going to go right back to the interior defensive line, and guess what? Our good friend Devon Hamilton is still there, and I'm going to go ahead and take him. I mean, you still have depth like Benito Jones, McTelvin Ajim. There's still guys you could take there, but I truly believe that Devon Hamilton is a people mover. He's a guy that will get upfield and do exactly what Jim Schwartz wants him to. So, as we finish it up, kind of rattled off this back half of the class here, but there's so much talent that it isn't really tough to make these picks because there are a lot of guys that I really, really like in this class. And one guy that I have fallen in love with and I really think is an offensive weapon and a playmaker that you can use and put him anywhere on this offense is Adam Trautman. And if Adam Trautman, the tight end out of Dayton, is sitting there in round 6, I take him any day of the week because he's a guy you can line up at H-back. He could play that mock fullback position that they like to use when they put Jordan Howard there a couple times. He could be your third tight end. I really don't want to rely on Richard Rodgers. And, hey, if Zach Ertz, who does have an injury history, happens to go down again, you have a guy that can play that third tight end role, which they've had as a necessity in Doug Peterson's offense. It was a necessity in Andy Reid's offense, and Adam Trautman can be a guy that you can really mold out of a ball of clay. He's very good route running. He's exactly what this Eagles team would need in their third tight end, and I'm going to go ahead and take him. And you just walked away with a heck of a class if you end it with picking Adam Trautman in the sixth round. It'll be better once we can take all 10 picks and we can move up and down, but man, we're walking away here with Patrick Queen, Brandon Ayuk, Bradley Anae, Troy Pride Jr., Julian Blackman, Devon Hamilton, Adam Trautman. A lot of Senior Bowl players, a lot of guys with high character upside, all guys that fit the profile of exactly what the Philadelphia Eagles want. This is one of my favorites that we've done so far. I think they're only going to get better and better as we continue to go on, as we hit free agency and have a better understanding of exactly what the needs are on this team. Because, hey, if they sign a Byron Jones, we're not really going to be talking about cornerback as much as we are. If they go out and sign a Robbie Anderson, I don't think you're talking about wide receiver as much as we are. But you're still going to have to because you need depth at all those positions. So, I hope this was informative. I hope you guys got a lot out of it. I could talk about the draft forever and ever. But the good thing is we have a time limit on these shows. So, they cut me off. But the good thing is that we have these discussions continually every Monday. We're going to have them every single Monday until the actual draft, and we're going to continue to talk about draft probably every show that Lou and I do together. But that's going to be all for me here today on the Locked On Mock Draft Monday, presented by the Draft Network, presented by the Locked On Podcast Network, presented by Locked On Eagles. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I am your host, Gino Camilleri. Catch me on Twitter at Gino_LOE. Catch my co-host at DBossiLOE. Catch the mothership at Lockdown Birds. Always tweet us. Feel free to hop into the DMs and discuss football with us, guys. It's a 24/7 job for me. I'm going to get off here, go watch some prospects for my internship, and that's all we do this time of year. Football guys doing football things, and we have the scouting combine coming up here in a few weeks, and we're just going to continue to fall in love with a lot more of these draft picks. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gino Camilleri, and fly, Eagles, fly.